This is the Slashdot Review Weekend Summary for Sunday, October 31st. My name is Andy McCaskey, and this is a 10-minute summary of highlights of contributions this past weekend to Slashdot.com. We'll feature a track from today's GarageBand.com artist, Jeff Bird, from Portland, Oregon. Now on to the headlines as we filter out the Halloween-related items and try and move on to the news. There's a time-lapse video of the lunar eclipse. Mufasa ZX writes to Slashdot that, quote, start with a relatively rare occurrence, the complete lunar eclipse from last Wednesday. Next, add the amazingly rare, perfectly clear, fog-free night in San Francisco as viewed from the cliffs overlooking the Golden Gate Bridge. Then Mufasa set up his trusty Sony Mini DV camcorder and wide-angle lens on a tripod and proceeded to freeze his butt off for the next 2 hours. He dumped the video into Premiere, accelerated it to 200x, delivering a 30-second video he humbly calls stunning. His web server is probably already crushed by the time you hear this, but after that you can take the Nutella client of choice and search for Lunar Eclipse-10-2004.wmv. You'll be pleased to note an introductory article on Slashdot concerns water cooling with a car radiator. SH4RD writes, why go out and buy a water cooler system when you can do it with an old car radiator? That is exactly what one of the 12 figured when he used the radiator from his brother's 1979 Toyota Corolla to cool his computer system. His Athlon 64 3000 Plus can hit 2.5 GHz smoothly now. You can check out the original forum post, complete with benchmarks, on Slashdot. It looks like everybody wants a piece of the iPod. There are more iPod killers being introduced for the holiday season. An anonymous reader writes to Slashdot that mp3newswire.net has now released part 3 and 4 of their iPod killers for Christmas list. Standouts include a $1,200 24-karat gold-plated player from Jens of Sweden, a 137-gig unit called the X-Clef, Sony's first true MP3 player, and iRiver's MPEG-4 video jukebox. If you missed parts 1 and 2, they're also linked on Slashdot. Neutron P has written into Slashdot that manned missions beyond the moon are no longer wild dreams. NASA plans a manned mission to Mars before the year 2020. With automatic systems in control, astronauts would face the challenge of living in a confined space with not much to do for an extremely long period of time. They might as well sleep it off. Studies initiated by the European Space Agency have gone one step further. Wouldn't it be nice if astronauts could hibernate? ESA biologists are conducting investigations into the physiological mechanisms that mammals use to hibernate. So hibernating to Mars is a real possibility. My EFF subscription's up to date. How about yours? You might want to reconsider. There's a new RIAA file swapping suit that's targeting students. Fletcher writes that the Recording Industry Association of America has filed another round of lawsuits against alleged file swappers, including students on 13 university campuses. The 750 suits come just a few days after internet researchers released a study that found that peer-to-peer traffic had remained constant or risen up to the early days of 2004, despite the pressure of recording industry lawsuits. If you are looking for a way to make the best desktop Linux system, look no further. Noah Loudspeaker writes that Michael C. Barnes gives DesktopLinux.com readers an in-depth analysis of the technologies that make open source a great alternative to proprietary operating systems. Examining the various components that constitute a complete system, Barnes provides practical advice and instruction on how to improve your desktop experience and productivity with freely available software. He reviews desktop environments, communications using voice over IP, common applications, and more. Links again on Slashdot.com. In an article covering bringing wireless and high-speed internet connectivity to several rural counties near Fredericksburg, Virginia, a county commissioner comments that transportation issues were once considered the top issue in economic development discussion. Now it's the lack of high-speed internet. UGO has an interesting feature that explores the future of broadband with in-depth sections that explore such technologies as broadband over power lines, WiMAX, fiber to the home, satellite, and ASDL2 and ASDL2+. It delves into the pros and cons as well as giving the backgrounds on each. There is an interesting interview available with Natalie Jerajemenko. Cynical writes to Slashdot that, quote, from releasing packs of feral robot dogs that sniff out chemical contamination, to teaching Yale engineering students socially responsible design, to co-authoring Biotech Hobbyist magazine, Natalie Jeremijenko's work merges engineering, biology, politics, and art. Envirotech blog World Changing has an exclusive interview with Jeremijenko, where she discusses how art and technology mix, garage biotech, and being the Q from James Bond of the activist community. There are big perils for the Arctic seen in global warming. Gollum123 wrote in to Slashdot with news of a new study of warming in the Arctic, showing that warming from greenhouse gases is causing vast changes in the region. If your lifestyle depends on cold and frozen rather than mild and damp, it looks like we're all in deep trouble. A little bit bored with your horoscope? Your choice of your Linux distribution might say something about you. ITR8 writes, quote, NewsForge has an article explaining what your choice of distro says about you. There's no comment on what using Windows or OS 10 does for your reputation. This author happens to use Mandrake, so that makes me suave and sophisticated. Slashdot Review offers a way that you can add your comments to the show. I hope you'll take a look and consider participating in the site. All that's required for you to do is to place a phone call to 732-357-3682 or a network-based SIP phone call to 747-667-3306. Just reference the title of the Slashdot item and add your comments. Just how easy is it? Well, the new URL spoofing bug in Pre-Service Pack 2 Internet Explorer doesn't sound hard at all. An anonymous reader writes that according to Netcraft, a new security flaw has been found in Microsoft Internet Explorer, which makes it possible to spoof a URL with just some simple HTML code by enclosing two URLs in a table within a single href tag. The user will be sent to one site, but the status bar will show the fake URL. The bug apparently infects IE and Outlook Express, up to but not including Service Pack 2. Firefox and Conqueror seem unaffected. Action Jack writes that up in Canada, the Privacy Commission of the province of British Columbia is recommending an immediate freeze on all outsourcing of public data to U.S.-connected firms, reported both by Reuters and the CBC. After extensive consultations, the Privacy Commission has found that the USA Patriot Act threatens the private data of citizens even if they don't live in the USA. And a quick reload before we go to air some of the latest stories from Slashdot. There's a new Intel chipset and Extreme Edition CPU. Steve writes that today sees the launch of both a new CPU and chipset from Intel. The CPU takes the form of a 3.46 GHz Pentium 4 Extreme Edition, running at 1066 FSB, and the chipset is the i925XE, the first Intel chipset to support this new frontside bus. Hexus.net have a review of both. It looks like AMD will still have the lead when it comes to performance despite Intel's attempts to counter the Athlon 64 FX55. HackJandy links to more reviews at Anantech, HardOCP, and Extreme Tech. Thanks for listening to the weekend edition of Slashdot Review for October 31st, 2004. My name is Andy McCaskey. I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader and offer this material and other items of interest under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license as detailed on slashdotreview.com. Slashdot Review audio is published Monday through Friday and occasionally on Sunday. Now today's featured album track from the GarageBand.com artist Jeff Bird. The album is Candy Shell, the track Silver Plated. You can find more music from this artist following the links to GarageBand on slashdotreview.com. Listening to planets and stars.
place, thinking of a place I can go, dreaming of a peaceful escape. Plastic and chrome.